It sounds great. Thanks for doing this, especially on show day. You're going to race out of this stage and onto the main stage right after this, so we really appreciate your time. So you, much like Paste Magazine, are Atlanta originals and Atlanta-based people. Can you talk a little bit about the Atlanta community and maybe some artists who you are particularly interested in right now, some emerging artists, if there's anybody who's really, really catching your eye at the moment?
Well, I don't really know what's going on in the local scene. I haven't been out for, almost 2 years probably now.
And maybe not necessarily just the music community, but the production community and anyone around who you've worked with that's been supportive of your work or who you've been able to support in turn.
Well, we have so many people who came out of, up and out of the Atlanta music scene, you know, as far as, Michelle Malone from way back when and Kevin Kinney from Driving and Crying, who's really, really good to us. And then, of course, the guys from REM way, way back at the beginning. And so all like through the way, and then Sean Mullins and Jennifer Nettles and Christian Bush and all those guys, like we've continued our relationships through the years. So we, like when Sugarland played in Atlanta, we jumped on stage with them. And when someone wants to sing, like Clay Cook from Zac Brown Band, he's an old friend and wants us to sing on something. So we just have these continuous relationships from the Atlanta music area. And then you meet other people through that, you know, just by hanging out in the studio or doing shows together. It's just like a continuum of good vibe coming out of that area.
Yeah, there is a great band named Algiers. I don't know if y'all have heard them.
Oh, yeah.
They're like definitely one of my favorite Atlanta bands of all time. I heard them a few years ago at the Earl, or 5 years ago maybe the first time, and I was just blown away, you know, bought the t-shirt and everything, and listened to them since. Great, just a kind of a Joy Division mixed with gospel music, you know. It's just a killer band.
Yeah.
We were always Outkast fans, and of course I
Outkast.
Love Young Thug. I mean, the rap and R&B community is absolutely incredible. Janelle Monáe.
You got to play a big festival with 2 Chainz.
That was awesome.
That was like really, a moment for us to meet him and everything.
So we're pretty immersed.
We're very happy to be of some part of your community as well. We've gotten to do this a couple of times.
I think
this is the first time that both of you have done this, in at least as I've been doing. We've hosted both of you individually, but
solo,
this is
stuff.
total pleasure to do it. So thank you for doing it. And what do you feel like doing second off of Look Long today?
Oh, we're going to do a song called Shit Kicking. Can I say shit?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. You can say whatever you want.
I don't know. Anyway, that's what we're doing. This is about growing up in Georgia and actually spending time up in Lake Hartwell, right below the South Carolina line. And in the early days when we all invaded the farmland and had lake houses and turned a lot of people's lives upside down that lived up there. So it's kind of about that, with regret and also fond memories.